we're on Kuf Pei Hei. Page Kuf Pei Hei. So the paragraph which starts with right after the Kuf Lo Chavos Lavos. Rak Akshom Niskal Alonu Kol Akeva Shel Odom HaOdom Kol Omkay. So, you know, as we're developing this thought that there's these karchas tohomim in the person, there's an extraordinary, deep, unfathomable powers in the person, A, and B, the Chavos Lavos points out that the Yetzer Hara is out there, and the challenge is extraordinary. You can never forget that you're under attack. Okay. So he's got a little color cave, so we get now the how much a human being encompasses, and how deep it is. Mizuch Mushlam Bein Ruach Vaguf, Bein Tayber Ra. He's a significant, a balanced combination. Not balanced, it's not a word. A complete mixture of these elements. Mishroshov Belakus Mitzad Yachse Elabarai. He's rooted in Elakus Mamish. And the other side is Tum and Sitra.
So a person's goof is rak? That's what he's saying?
Well, the goof is ra. The goof is mechubur to, that has the potential in the karkas for tremendous ra. I'm the goof is the truth of the ra.
The Yitzhar Hara is the Kayach of the Ruffle of the Goof, right?
You know, from Chazal, Rishul Slanta writes in the Garrison Lusser, from Chazal to word that there's two different Yitzhar Haros. Rabbi said, Yitzhar Hara would be the correct dictum. There is a Malach called Yitzhar Hara. And then there is the person's natural tendencies, which is also referred to as the Yetzer Hara. Both of them are true. Russia made us with nature to incline towards Taiva, inclined towards Atzlis, and each person based on their music, how much they have, the combination of how much they have and the different Dalitis, that's what they're going to be drawn towards, those elements which are Ra, which are not good. But above and beyond that, there is the person is inclined to listen to this Malach, who is a Pashas, when the Chavos Lavos is talking about the Sen HaGol, Yeshach HaBo'olam, which is Nimsa B'Kech HaNavshach HaMorub B'Mezer Rukhako, Mishtat HaDinko B'Nogos Chushcho HaKuflim HaRukhliim. Pashas, he means the Malach.
Do you have to worry about the Malach? Malach bother us, or only bother people from Malach?
No, he only bothers two groups. People from 100 years ago, and people now like to think that he doesn't bother only people from 100 years ago.
Does he bother us? I think because maybe we have to already deal with our natural inclination.
We don't need a mala to help out. We can do it ourselves.
So. I'm not sure. I think that there's both elements.
We saw both elements. He's giving them the puppies.
Okay. This really, if you think about it, this is the concept of a hero, which then generates the world of Star Barnish. Created a framework, a mahalach, which allows for all the ra. Also, the ma'aseh tov reu dovek b'merkava shel kedusha. Also, ma'aseh ra hino dovek b'merkava tameya. Shel mavchinim v'kirbeinu yisorim v'dimyon v'shein lehem kol oifi seichel. Sickly. Of course, it don't make sense. Also, as this adonim shachem achareyim. Neither b'novin kein zois el dvekas b'ra. Shulton of Yetzer, and I was said, God shall drink his other recover at Tamei Rachmon Islam. Olam Adimyon who ain't El Said Gadol shall need to go on be Mitzias shall Emes Mimotze Olam Toyu Mishar Aklipus Hashem Yirach. How wonderful! I always found it fascinating. Vilna Gaon says this, that every time a person does Ra, does an Aveira, he generates a Karech of Tumah. That Karech of Tumah, so he says a few things about it. The second thing he says about it is that the Neshama, when it's fully aware of the reality, is pained to infinitely being in contact with Tumah. So the Gehenna of a person is really the person only makes his own Gehenna. He makes his Karech of Tumah, and after he's Nifter, he gets to go visit his own Karech of Tumah. That's where he lives now in his own Karech of Tumah. He generates it. It's his. He gets it. So the Neshama is burned. That's the fire of Gehenna. That's the second thing that he says. The first thing he says, before he gets to that, he says is that the nature of this Karech of Tumah, this Ruach of Tumah, is it's not shaykit until it generates more, it wants more of itself. So it pushes the person to do the Aveira again. And he says, and the happens when a person does a Maisa Tov, it generates a Karech of Kedusha, which again pushes the person to do more of the same. So that's a mitzvah geras mitzvah of Aveira geras Aveira. Okay? So I am inclined to be, to my mind, I think that you sort of the addictions, even though they can tell you there's, you know, they can give you scientific explanations about it, it's illogical. Right? There's a story which about there was somebody, a Ben Torah, who had a drug addiction. He came to Steinman to discuss it, and he told Steinman, "So, you know, I get my COVID paycheck. My family's starving. I need food. I go to the McCullough to buy food. Next thing I know, I'm in town the streets of Tel Aviv, and I bought drugs." So Shabbat says, "You don't want to do it, don't do it." He says, "I didn't choose. It happened. I can't even explain to you how I got there." And for something like, what does that mean? That's what he's saying. It's totally illogical. Every single decision, every single bone in his body is screaming, "I want to take care of my family. He loves his family. He loves his wife. He loves his kids." Right? He doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to waste the money on that. And next thing you know, he's doing it. Like it was like no bracha, no bracha, no bracha, and then he like, bracha dosh, right? You know, what are you to say? You know, he says no, yes. I told you I had the experience of once attending an AA meeting. I had a relative who needed to go, and they felt it was important that for support that if the relatives would be there, would be beneficial. So they asked. So my wife and I went. My relative, not hers. An interesting experience. But I don't know whether it works every single time like that. Basically, they start off with the, you know, with this serenity prayer, and then they have I don't know, and then they have a speaker, which is and the fellow was describing how drinking destroyed his life. It's basically what he was doing. And he was trying, like, how he tried to stop and tried to stop and tried to stop and tried to stop. He lost his wife, he lost his car, he lost his job, he lost his house, he lost his kids, he almost lost his life. Finally, he wakes up one day, you know, in a hospital bed. He has no idea how he got there. He has nobody to visit him because his wife and his kids are gone. They don't know shaykhus to him. He's in a welfare house because he has no money. And he says, no, finally, he got that point. I rock bottom, as they call it. So he changed.
But,
high tolerance.
It doesn't make any sense.
Why did he hit rock bottom?
One point, basically, he got to the point where he'd rather, most of the people get to the point where their life becomes so worthless and so useless, and they're contemplating suicide. And somebody comes along and says, there is hope. And at that moment, they say, I mom have nothing left. It finally dawns on them. He really nothing left 3 years earlier. But finally, it took him 3 more years that they have a dawn on the guy. I also remember he came with the plate and says, when we used to take out the garbage, he says the bottles used to make all this noise, the clinking, says like the whole neighborhood was staring at him. He says, every year at Motzi Purim, as I take out my recycling, I hear the clinking. I says, I think of this guy. This is my 20 years ago. And it's clinking. It's clinking, right? I said, yeah. Mr. King was his name. So, I don't know if the guy's alive or not. But to me, that's what they're going to say. You generate a kachal tumah. He's doing something which is wrong for what a human being is supposed to be doing. It generates tumah. And it pushes. And it's illogical to that degree. But that's how powerful. If we wouldn't be mechuber to the world of tumah, well, in fact, no, we have shaykh to the world of tumah. We also have, the guy says, you have these people which they're addicted to terror. They push a cat health ice. Remember there was Yigal Mann in hell. He never got a shtel. I think now maybe now, but for years and years, it's 40, 50, 60. Rishach, what they told him, he was talking to Rishach, and he was like, bemoaning the fact they never got a position. Rishach told him, he says, you have a position. You're sitting in yeshiva teaching a bacher. A 19-year-old bacher hears a person who's 50 years old who's still flying high on every piece of terror that he sees. You're teaching them what avos terror is. That's your shtel. You're also a rebbe. But I remember the excitement that the man had on a pshat. Not necessarily his own pshat. No pshat, he also got excited. And your pshat. That's because I love terror. I mean, you have people which do, tremendous elements of, things that, I don't know how I did it. I don't know what happened. I don't know what overcame me. Well, he wasn't a bacher. He was a bacher. It doesn't mean the person, but part of the bechira, right? My yachta ben shalom yachta is a lashon chazal. Yeah, but you chose to stand by the peasant faces artists. I understand. Say, but that's very nice. But the reality is, we choose. I was talking to a Chosha Beir. He says, we talk about the challenge we have nowadays with the world of stockless and service, etc. He says, a person is given the wherewithal to overcome the Nisayon. He says, somewhere or other, the Gemara says, Palti Ben Moish. Right? The Gemara says that the godless of Yosef was nothing compared to the godless of Palti Ben Moish. Who's Palti Ben Moish? Palti Ben Moish is the word in head of the second pair. Palti Ben Moish, it's Pasuk. Right? In the whole story of the Rishol, when Shaul HaMelech told David, or told whoever goes and kills the Harl Hazeh and brings me back 100 Arelis, well, I'll give my daughter. His plan being that usually would kill off most people. So he knew David was going to try. So David was a fan, and David was successful. Right? So Shaul said no. Gave it to Fatima Noach. So Moore says it's an edge that a machlokes between the Shaula was Milva Pruta and your Makadosh Mimobi, Makadosh Pruta. Right? It's Moore said that was a machlokes between David and Shaul. Back upon him, Shaul takes David Melt's wife, that he's Makadosh, with the Maisa of being Makah, that which is the Shaila, that's like a Maisa. You know, they choose on the side to bribe Milva. Plus, he gave a Pruta, and David held Daita Pruta, and Shaul held Daita Milva. She's not Makadosh, so he gave her away.
The sword.
Yeah. So here this man named Palti Benoyish is living with a woman every single day. Nobody knows what he's doing. Totally accessible to him, totally available to him. And there's an argument whether really she's somebody else's wife or not. And he did not touch her for a few years. Yosef was, you know, a short period of time. He wasn't married to her. He was married to this woman. The mercy, Yosef wasn't in the same bed. He was in the same bed. Right? He says, our society basically is being given the story of Potter and Lawyer. He says, you know, you take a person, you put him in a library full of the Isaac and Azuris. You need Patim Eloyish to overcome it. So what's the answer? So that's why, you know, many Gedolim are very hesitant about the use of the internet, because it's concerned. It would seem to me that using an internet without a filter, the more it says that there's an Isser. More talks about that the women who would wash the kvisa. So there's an issue to the Gemara to go down the path, go in the path which goes near where the women are, because you might be mistaken. I mean, there's an issue putting yourself in a situation where you might be mistaken. So putting yourself in a room with the computer was not filtered is the same thing. Now, is that an issue to rise to the bottom? Okay, that's, you know, that's.
It's worse than the rush. But so, you can say that it could be not an issue at all. It's just a hanhaga, which is a wrap.
No, partially more than the worst thing. It's assumed to be an olaf, that means that the worst thing that's also in there for you did it. You're a rush.
Because
it's
because it's.
So Shaila's out of the rice. The problem is there's a Gemara which is mashal that you don't call person avriyam for doing a darbon.
But yeah, it's not only darbon. I mean, darbon someone looks at it as bad. It's intrinsically bad for you to be machlis yourself into the terrace is making mishmer for mishmarti. Here's the person who's not doing that.
That bittul hazeh is not called rosh. It's not just for bittul hazeh.
Machnas himself into a situation where he could.
I understand, but the more doesn't call that. That's not the problem. Is not bittul hazeh.
Right, intrinsically morally wrong. That we can hear though.
That Gemara is put down on Halacha L'maaseh. It's not a Halacha L'maaseh. In Shemayim you call it Rosh. It's not a Halacha L'maaseh. They're saying that it's not going to do it. Okay, but in Kolzeh, there's filters and there's filters, and there's, you know, the problem is that the same people wrote the filters as people, you know, how to get around filters, you know, and, you know, it's not from partial thing. We're grappling with a tremendously challenging Yetzer Hara. and the safe dover of it is like he says, he comes with you big day Yedidus the Edi Ava law. Right, that's who he comes. It's so nice. It's enjoyable. It's pleasant. It's comfortable. It's like a schmack. You know, I only care about you. Why am I making it feel good? Right, and Saif Dover, the guy is he's destroyed. Oil of Adimion, the Shulchan Aruch Yetzer. Oil of Adimion. The alcoholic, there's a certain over there that, you know, that there's also a thing that's an alcoholic which is cured. They're just right now they're sober. They're sober drunk. That's how they define themselves, which means they can never take even one drink.
And how else are we going to take a drink?
Their approach is that you take one drink again and you're back to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They look at themselves as that they are not sure. They said, so, and this guy, and you hear them talk. I told myself, I'll just take one drink. Next thing you know, I have taken 15. Okay, then 10 days later, I have the same conversation. You know, they ascribe to Einstein, which in my sense, they say Einstein, they didn't really say it, but somebody said it. Right? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's what it is. It's Arlo. This time I'm going to have the self-control to only take one drink. You tried this 95 times before and it never worked. This time it's going to be different. Why? Because. That's it. The guy was giving no logical explanation why. This time it'll be different. And it's not true. So that's the role of it. It's an Arlo.
So, I have an addiction.
What?
I have an addiction to reading.
I know, I always have the same addiction to reading. You tell yourself you're going to read for what, just like one chapter, or one 15 minutes, or one page. I say, you know, it's 3 hours later, and you read the whole book. And you had the same conversations weeks ago, and 5 weeks ago, and 15 weeks ago, and 3 years ago, and 15 years ago. You feel like a stupid idiot, but you do it again. And that's insanity. Right? Total insanity, but we're insane. Being reforged with Gemara, talking about a kasha yitzara, shefilu yitzur karara, shenemar ki yitzur leiv adam ra min urov. Amr yitzur shalom miskar shalom b'cholya. Shem rak b'cholya. Amr shem lakish yitzur shalom miskar b'lo b'cholya. Mavakash hamisur. Shneamar, several Russian letzadik mivakesh lahamisoy. The mother comes from Oyzer and Yocholoy. Shneamar lekim lo yasana biyoda. Say once her. I'm blanking right now from who. I can't remember. It was from. Was she a gift or from some shodron? I think it was in the. He was visiting one time, I think. He says, the car, this Rish Lakish said, so, Rish Lakish says, he tries something new every day. Okay, that's his job. Right? Rish Lakish says, he overpowers you every day. Right? So, you know, they have the boxing matches. So they have the lightweights, the welterweights, and the heavyweights. Right? Imagine you take a guy who's you know, a flyweight, and you put him into the thing with super heavyweights. That's not a boxing match. Right? It's creeping him. Right? So the Bershom created the Yitzhar. The purpose of the Yitzhar is to overcome him to be able to get Skar. And Bershom makes the Yitzhar so strong the Pasha is not trying to overcome him. So the Bershom basically, he fixed the match that we're going to lose. It doesn't make any sense. Why the Russian woman make the Yitzhar like that? She says, if the goal is overcoming Yitzhar, cash is overwhelming. If the goal is to ask the Kashburka for help, then there's no cash. So apparently the goal must be that the Russian wants us to turn to him every single day and say, Russian, you know what, I need help. So, you know, I need help with pranos. So, but you know what, there's something even more intrinsic. I need help to be who I want to be. And without your help, I cannot do it. Because I will end up doing not what I want to do. So please help. That's the Russian's goal. Because that's not the goal. That doesn't make any sense. So, Sard Aleph the thing over there, the first one of the 12 steps is that we recognize that we cannot overcome ourselves and we need to give ourselves over to a higher power. That's it. It's you cannot overcome this yourself. You can't. If you think you could, 27th time, 95th time, you know. Yeah, I will have the strength to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Really. Right? Lays, potato chips, nobody can eat just one, you know. I mean, I do it too, you know. I mean, now the books that I read like that.